Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. For those of you who thought Sean quit, your hopes have been dashed. He's back.
Great to be back, sir. Just in time for Football Friday.
Yeah, lots of Football Friday coming up. Hope you had a good time. The suit, by the way, is home. I don't know if you know about that or not.
He and I were texting back and forth yesterday and gets a little tired quickly. I said, hey, you just focus on you right now and you'll be back here in no time. I said, we'll just keep everything rolling here on Blue Hill while you do what you got to do.
He gets tired?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the difference? He's sitting at home right now. Even he's laughing. Come on.
That's what we're hoping.
We love him. So we want him to get better quickly here. But if you can do it with a little bit of humor.
You have to. Life's too short.
Well, if he's gonna listen to this, he's going to have to.
Well, that was on his fine print when he signed the deal in 2012, wasn't it? I could have sworn.
It's somewhere. Like he said, in fact, he's examining it now as we speak. I mean, for some odd reason, this show seems to be making him more tired. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But kudos to Chad Hirschberger and Brent Guffey, and a big thanks to Bob for coming in the last couple of days.
They were great. They were. All three of them were great.
They were great. Thanks to those guys.
And you know, now they're all telling stories, but I don't know if anybody works with the guy.
Got nothing to worry about that.
Yeah. So, but they did terrific work. It was great to reconnect with Bob again, so... That was a lot of fun. A lot of high school football tonight. Chickalamy's at home tonight. It's their homecoming game this evening, as a matter of fact. So Sean's going to be out there tonight wearing a raccoon coat with a pennant. Surrounded by a series of protesters from PETA. All right, so... I mean, I told you, Sean, don't wear the thing. I think it's a problem. Oh, all right. My brother is not able to make the trip this week.
I heard that a couple days ago. It's like I made the suggestion to you. It's like after we wrapped up last Friday. Well, if he's going to be there with you, I'm thinking, let's just have him on for the whole show. And it's like, then I got the news from you that something came up. So
he won't be able, but he'll be on the show today. You're just going to have to call him where you usually call him. So actually he goes home to do it. He kind of gets him to, this is good for him in a lot of ways. It's good for him because he enjoys it so much. Right. But it also, Sean, it gets him out of work. I mean, he owns the business. Right. And he's one of those, like, if I have to work Sunday, I work Sunday. If I have to work Saturday, I work Saturday. He's like, and it gets him out of there, and it's good for him in a lot of ways. So.
I just feel bad it takes him away from Judge Judy, but hey, he's got the rest of the week to.
that's why they created DVR, man. take my word, it won't be the last time it plays. So, but he is. I mean, it's a total crushing right now. I got to get myself back in the game.
I got a smoking 7-1 last week, man.
I know.
Extended the lead.
Yeah, he did just fine. Good for him. All right, so terrific. Great for him. I'm happy. Yeah, it's terrific. We'll have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, on in the next half hour. And then he'll be on the final half hour. This is... the baseball playoffs. The Rangers... banked on having two aces go for them in a short series. Cole Hamels and Yu Darvish. Well, right now, the Jays are winning over the Rangers 5-1 after winning 10-1 yesterday. Darvish and Hamels have combined in the two games to give up 12 runs in 8 1/3 innings. Wow.
Yeah, Cole didn't even last 4 yesterday. Man, worst post-game appearance ever.
And take my word, Darvish didn't look any better either.
Do you think the layoff the Rangers had, may have, because they didn't play for, what, 5-plus days, and the Blue Jays, they just keep on playing.
You know what? I think maybe that's part of it, but let's go back to what I said when this began. I said there's no such thing as a hot team. You know, look what they did at the end of the year. You know, I said that right away. I said, look, that means nothing. I think you just get out and you play and you build your momentum each day in these particular series. And that's all it is. I don't think it's any more than that. The Blue Jays did not play great in September. I mean, the Blue Jays led the division heading into September. They finished 5 games out when it was over with. I think they played under 500 for the month. It doesn't mean anything. You know, once you win your first game, I remember, I realize we're going to bring up a suit topic here. But I remember spring training one year. The suit was all bent out of shape about how the Phillies performed in spring training. And this is when the Phillies, they made the playoffs at the first year we did the show, right? 2012? Did they make the playoffs that year?
Believe so. Mm-hmm.
Right. And they were lousy in spring training. And he was all bent out of shape about how bad they were. And I said, well, what are you bent out of shape about? I said, who cares what their record is in spring training? And I said, as soon as you win the first game of the season, you're 1-0. It's like, and that's what happens with this. Does it really matter how you did in the month of September? No. Suddenly out of nowhere, you win the first playoff game, and you're either advanced because of a wild card game, or you're up 1-0. And guess what? You still got all the advantages in your favor. These are all separate entities, all separate unto themselves momentum-wise. And you go out, you win the first game. You know, and I think there is something to be said about what you said, about the fact that the wild card team, I've always said this about the NCAA basketball tournament, or I've said this about conference basketball tournaments. Most of your upsets in the college basketball tournament occur in the quarterfinal round. Why? Because the team that you're playing after you were off a day, and this goes back to what you said, so I do have some belief in what you're saying here, is that you have the momentum and feel good about yourselves going from one game to the next while the other team has no momentum. So Texas didn't play for a couple days. They have no momentum. It's not that they're stale, but Toronto suddenly, boom, they win that game. It was a big win. They're energized. They come out of that thing. They feel great about themselves, and they play. So I do think there's something to what you're saying about that. I don't think there's anything to be said for what some people say about, well, you know, look how great they played in September. That doesn't matter.
I've never been a fan of the wild card since day one. Just, you know, you play for 162 and then you could be in and out 9 innings. But, oh, my goodness, those 2 games earlier this week were phenomenal. Phenomenal. So I like the like how you described the Penn State-Minnesota game last week. Passion play. It was a 3-plus-hour passion play. Man, that's the perfect way to describe those 2 games. Man,
all those wild card games have been like that all these years. They all have been intense. The crowds have been, you know, going crazy over every single thing that happens. And I think that's part of it. I really do. I think that's part of it. And I think it's a big part of it. And I think that when you look at The crowds are so into it. I remember, I go back to 2013, and Tampa Bay played Texas in a 1-game playoff to get to the wild card. And the crowd in Arlington was off the charts. Now, Tampa Bay won, but they were off the charts. So then the next night, the Pirates played the Reds, and Francisco Liriano pitched for the Pirates and Johnny Cueto for the Reds, and the Pirates won, and PNC Park was off the charts. You could feel it right through the TV set. Then the Rays went to Cleveland. Same thing, and then the Rays won that one. And then they went on to play the Red Sox, and that's when the Red Sox started their run. But ever since that day, that week, with those playoff games, that's been unbelievable to me in terms of the emotion in the ballparks. That's the part I've been so impressed by, is the emotion in the ballparks. I mean, the game at Toronto the other night was incredibly electric. Same thing with the Mets and Giants game. So we'll see how it plays out. All four playoff games are today. Rangers are behind the Jays again. The Red Sox are looking to even it up with Cleveland today at 4:30. And that game, Corey Kluber, he of the incredible curveball, some say it's slider. He's got the best in the game. But he also has a groin strain that he had at the last week of the season. That part does play a role. And then David Price, who has always struggled in the postseason, will be on the mound for the Red Sox, his first Red Sox postseason game. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. It is Happy Brewers Outlet Day to all of you today. Sean's back. Let's hoist a few. Brewers Outlet, great selection of beer. I mean, imports, domestics, microbrews, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh or not every day. That pickle bar is second to none. Stock up for the weekend. Stock up for your tailgate. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, and News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Sean Carey, white suit, clears the dance floor. As the Tramps in the background play Disco Inferno, he moves and shakes to the music and dominates the room. Welcome back. Oh, stop laughing.
You found my blog on the net.
Take my word, didn't want to. Wasn't in search of it. Oh, boy. Does the suit know?
What's that?
That you dance like that?
That's why I play the song. That's why I've been playing them for a living since 83.
Yeah.
The job was to pack the floor.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. Stock up for that tailgate now. A lot of people love to have water, soda, and wine coolers at their tailgates as well. Do that. Okay? Be a part of that. And they love snacks. They have plenty of those. Fresh, hot roasted peanuts. Everybody loves that. And the pickle bar is second to none. Love the Bills, Dills, love the Barrels. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. Penn State, Maryland tomorrow, Beaver Stadium. Be a noon kick, 10:30 airtime on the network. And we're looking forward to this tomorrow. Homecoming game, the parade's going to be here tonight. That'll be terrific. And we are looking forward to that this evening as well. In fact, I'm looking forward to it so much, I'm going to go play golf. I don't go to that stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody will be in town, so yeah, you'll be the first in line to the first tee.
You got that right.
Good call by you. Seasoned vet.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it's a seasoned move. Yeah, I like, and a lot of people love it. The floats are great. Of course, the blue band is great, and the atmosphere. Homecoming is one of the great traditions of any college or university. Yeah, you go in there, the alumni come back, and they have all sorts of activities around it. There's the game, the parade, things like that.
Of course, the guarding of the shrine tonight by Rec Hall.
Terrific. Yeah. All right, guard the Lion Shrine. I mean, all part of the great traditions of homecoming. And you're saying, well, then why aren't you going? It's become a little different over time with crowds. How about that? If you know what I mean. Sometimes you want to get away. So I'm going to go play golf. Everybody's nice. There's nothing to do with that. But I've answered enough questions for the week, don't you think?
Hey, how many more opportunities of golf are you going to have between now and the end of the year? I look at it that way.
I'm gonna play Sunday. I'm gonna play Monday. I'm playing Wednesday. I'm playing probably Friday next week. Probably gonna play Saturday or Sunday, not both. So no, I've got plenty.
God bless the bye week.
That sounds
bye week. Yes.
Yeah, I got the bye week, and I'm going to take advantage of it. And I'm going to knock my handicap down one more. So we'll see. We will see. Yeah. All right. Next half hour, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Looking forward to that. We're going to talk a lot about the Steelers, who have gone from the fans feeling that they're on the verge of the first overall pick to now going to the Super Bowl just in 7 days. It's a different way of looking at it.
I heard you say that leading up to the Neil Coulong interview earlier this week. And I never thought first round draft pick. No. Never thought that whatsoever.
Excuse me.
But some were probably, I know it's coming now.
Telling you.
I know. No loyalty points from last week. I absolutely understand. Completely get it.
I mean, it's a big game, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs. That should have swayed you. I mean, you're sitting in the stands, it's 28-0. You were afraid to text me.
Oh, I knew what you were going to say. I was smart. And my phone would have got drenched. It stayed in my pocket.
Excuse me. You picking the Chiefs is like having Marriott points and going over to the Quality Inn.
Lesson learned.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Brewers Outlet Day, everybody. Sean's back. Let's party. see how happy we are to have you back.
It's awesome to be back.
We have our own party day just for you. Honey. Imports, domestics, microbrews, yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say the honeydew list just kept getting longer and longer the more I was home this week. So I needed a little Friday getaway.
I'll tell you right now, sometimes it's a salvage. I'll give you a good one. I think Joe and Sue Paterno have 17 grandchildren. All right. And I remember I said something about the holidays to him once. I said, geez, Joe, I said, the holidays, all those kids there, huh? He goes, he says, Steve, he says, that's why I have an office. He has an office in the house. Yeah, he meant his office in the house, not right. At Lash Building.
Right.
He says, see, that's why I have an office. Every once in a while, I can go in there, shut the door, watch some film. True story. Oh, yes, I know you want me to write a book. I got it. Okay. The imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. It's outstanding. And water, soft drinks, snacks, wine coolers. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. The bags are right there at the register. This store is really well laid out, too. Wide aisles, plenty of help to get the cases of the car, plenty of free parking. The pickle bar is second to none. I love the barrels. I love the dill pickles. Corey and the gang do a great job there. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for this day in sports history, and then Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, where we'll talk about the rags-to-riches story of the Steelers in 7 days. It was on this date in 1918, the Georgia Tech football team defeated Cumberland College 222-0. Georgia Tech rushed for 978 yards and never threw a pass. By the way, they were coached by John Heisman. Georgia Tech was. 1956, Al Carmichael of the Green Bay Packers returned a kickoff 106 yards for a touchdown. At that time, it was an NFL record. In 2001, Barry Bonds of the Giants hit his 73rd home run of the season, setting a new major league record. The record is yet to be broken. And that is this day in sports history. Let's now bring in our good friend Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, welcome. It is a rags-to-riches story for the Steelers. Steeler fans a week ago at this time were wondering which guy do they pick first overall in the draft. Now they're all making plans to go to Houston in February. Which team is it?
Well, you know, again, the way they played two Sundays ago, that overreaction wasn't too far off. That was that bad of a performance, and it was looked like a pretty angry bunch that was reacting to a bad loss in that Kansas City game. So, you know, they were very good in week one, very good in week four. They did what they had to do to get a good division win in week two against Cincinnati, and they got dominated in every phase of the game, especially in the second half, in week three. So somewhere in there is the, you know, as Mike Tomlin likes to say, you are what your record says you are, and somewhere in there is the real Steelers. But I think the problem for them going forward, and it might not just be this week, it may be for the next couple weeks, is that there aren't enough real Steelers on the field during the game. This is a banged-up team going into this Jets game.
Yeah, but part of the group that's going to be out there includes Le'Veon Bell. What kind of dominoes does he bring to the table that actually allows them to be better in other parts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just don't know how teams can prepare for him because he can do so many things at such a high level. It isn't like the guy's a good running back who does a few other things well. He really does everything very, very well. And you talk about the fact that, you know, not only does he catch passes out of the backfield, but he runs routes like wide receivers. You have to cover him like you'd cover a receiver. And I think it's just very difficult for teams to defend him. And I think part of the positive for the Steelers with that blowout against Kansas City, obviously, you take a win any way you can get it. But they didn't have to use Bell and D'Angelo Williams together all that much. I think they got to hold back on that a little bit because it was such a blowout. So I think they're still waiting to unveil a little bit of what, you know, what exists inside that package with both of those guys on the field at the same time. So, you know, he allows you to do so many different things. And with the team, you know, for a team that likes to throw the football so much, he is tremendous in pass protection. That's something that Ben Roethlisberger's talked about since he came to Pittsburgh. He was so good, even as a rookie, in pass protection. And you know, that is one thing that often gets overlooked, but not by quarterbacks. And Ben Roethlisberger certainly appreciates that a ton. So when you can do that many things, you know, it just puts that much, you know, so much more pressure on defensive coordinators and defenses.
Antonio Brown is a great player, a highly productive player. You can argue he's the MVP and so forth. I mean, and he's a great personality. But he also is finding himself getting fined a lot. He's getting fined for the latest celebration. And I'll be honest with you, Tony, I mean, I'm no prude, but, you know, I'd have fined him for that too. Because, I mean, you're trying to still cultivate kids to watch the thing. But what's the reaction around the team that he keeps getting fined for things, most of which I think are ridiculous? This one I don't think is.
Well, you know, I think it's almost a sigh and kind of a shrug of the shoulders. I don't know that they're going to get him to stop doing this. You know, he's so productive.
Well,
he keeps scoring, Tony.
He keeps scoring. That's the problem.
that is. And there is a little bit of, you know, of truth to that if you don't want to, you know, to dance. Don't let him in the end zone, but you know, he is such a good player. He's so productive. He's such a hard worker. You know, he's one of those, you know, practice guys. He's there first. He leaves last. All those things are true about him. And but, you know, again, he continues to get fined. He knows what he's getting fined for. And you know, there's going to be a close game where this is going to cost them, and it's going to cost them in some way, shape, or form. You know, maybe the team doesn't score on the, you know, on the very next drive, but you know, maybe you flip field position and a couple of plays later. Later, you know, a team kicks a 35-yard field goal, and that 15 yards factors into that somehow. So, you know, when you cost your team yards, it you know, no matter what the situation is, you are hurting your team, and at some point there's going to be a direct correlation there, and that's when I think the fans are going to really get upset. But you know, and I've said this a couple of times, I don't see him stopping. I'm not saying he's a selfish player, but in this term, in this area, he kind of is, I guess, Steve.
Well, I mean, look, I don't know. The other night on Sunday, okay, that's only, and all I'm just thinking about young people, okay? I mean, that one I thought crossed a couple of lines, all right, with that part of it. So I don't, but most of the time, the NFL fines for so many stupid things. It's unbelievable.
They do.
They fine for celebrations. They fine for socks. They fine for wristbands. Like,
right.
I mean,
you know, well. You know, I thought he was going to get fined for wearing the Arnold Palmer on his shoes. He had a little tribute to Arnold Palmer on his shoes, and I thought he might get fined for that. He didn't, because I guess they fit into the color scheme of the Steelers, I guess. So I'm not sure if I understand that or not. But anyways, Steve, I just don't think he's going to stop. And I think, you know, to me, he knows exactly what the issue is. He knows what he can and can't do, whether you agree with or disagree with the fine. That's what the rule is. And I think he understands it and just chooses to ignore it.
Well, I think it's his way of making a statement that I don't care what you guys think. You know?
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, I score, and I'm going to do this thing, and I'm not going to worry about it too much. It's defensively, they are really banged up. How do they intend to compensate for the number of injuries? I mean, you only have a limited roster.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's funny because, you know, as camp breaks, you talk about these, you know, these backup linebackers and how impressed you are with them and so forth. But at the end of the day, you know, you don't want L.J. Fort on the field in big situations for a specific reason, because the guys in front of him are better. You know, and, you know, Tyler Matakevich found himself in some crucial situations last week and probably will so again this week. You know, Shazier hasn't practiced this week. Jarvis Jones, and it's funny again, for as poorly as Jarvis Jones has performed, they need him out there because he's a serviceable linebacker. And, you know, so, yeah, that tells you where they are. You know, again, for a defense that has its issues anyway, they're, you know, we're talking about third options at a couple of different positions here. So, I think in a very funny way, I think the way the Steelers have to compensate for all these defensive injuries is, and I think Ben Roethlisberger likes this, is to score more points. It's not what your defensive coordinator would tell you is the plan. And again, they certainly have some very specific plans, I would imagine. But again, it's going to come down to they've got to get on the board here, especially these next couple of weeks, just to get through some of these injuries. And their offensive line's backed up. They're probably going to be down to their third option at tackle, at right tackle as well.
All right. The key is they're facing the Jets. And Fitzpatrick has done something I didn't think was possible. He actually has people calling for Geno Smith to play.
Right.
I mean, you really have to. I mean, the wheels have to be off the wagon for that to even be in a conversation. I've also
no
heard
question.
He's. And then the other part is, I heard he's not playing smart. That's his whole game.
Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. Now, and this is, I mean, you know. That does fall into their hands. That does play into the Steelers' hands. They got to, if you're going to have a roster and you're going to have injuries like the Steelers have, and you've got to pick a team to play given their situation, the Jets would be on that list. There's no question about that. They'd be
right. They'd
be part of that short conversation. Darrell Revis could start for the Steelers right away, even with an injury. I'm not saying he's a bad football player, but he is not the Darrell Revis of even 2 years ago, let alone 5 and 6 years ago. He's a guy that when he plays against the top-level receivers, he is starting to struggle now. He's 31 years old with a bad hamstring.
Yeah.
And, that's what it is. And I think the Steelers are going to be able to move the ball through the air, simply because the Jets just don't have enough.
Yeah, see, and that's where, again, the Patriots have done a great job over the years of understanding the shelf life of players. And Revis is one of those. He was invaluable for the Patriots, but they saw the shelf life. They're just a little bit better at that than other teams. Hey, Tony, have
no question.
Great weekend. Thanks for being with us.
Steve, you do the same. Thanks.
Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Well, we'd get Sean's opinion on the Steelers, but he turned traitor last week. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Great to have you with us. Does Roethlisberger know you bagged them?
That was so last week.
So now they're playing the Jets this week, and you're on board.
They're going to have a tough one this week. I mean,
they're going to crush this team by two touchdowns. What are you talking about?
I mean, the offensive line, they got three.
They're anemic. Oh, you worry so much. You're like the other guy.
No.
Everything was panic.
No. No panic from this guy.
City.
No. No panic from me. Absolutely not.
Revis can't cover you right now.
I've got my fan hat off, and I'm just trying to break the game down just objectively down the middle. I'm concerned with the shifting of the offensive line. Pouncey may not play center, and the Jets' defensive line's going to create a little bit of havoc for a while.
I'm not a fan. They're going to beat it by 10 to 2 touchdowns.
Now, if you're comparing quarterback versus quarterback matchup, I mean, every day twice on Sunday, I'm going with Roethlisberger for sure.
Yeah, in terms of football, I mean,
sure.
If we're talking about, if we're talking about the SATs, Fitzpatrick is a Harvard
Miami, Ohio.
47 on the Wunderlich test.
Are you trying to tell me that Miami of Ohio is not the Harvard of the Buckeye State?
Hey,
is that what you're saying?
Let me put you this way. If I need to do like a phone-a-friend, I'm calling Frank. I'm calling Ryan Fitzpatrick. Okay, why? I want to win. I'm sorry, he's a Harvard guy. I've got 47 on the Wunderlich. I mean, Roethlisberger's been a quarterback, smart player, smart guy in his own right. But he's Harvard. I mean, or known to some people in our industry as Havid.
Havid.
Yes. Yes, on the other side of the Charles. Charles River, that is. All right. Let's check the scoreboard here. Let's see how badly the Rangers are getting beaten now. It was 5-1 after losing 10-1 last night.
That's what I see. 5-1, top of the eighth.
5-1. Yeah, I got 5-1, bottom of the eighth.
Okay.
There we go. And the Red Sox will play the Indians just getting underway. That's on TBS. Dodgers and Washington at 5:30 on Fox Sports 1. Giants and Cubs tonight, Fox Sports 1. Clemson's playing BC tonight. That is the that's the bandana game I talked about earlier in the week. So they'll be doing that. Yeah. So that's what's coming up. They're doing another story on Kershaw's history of coming up short in the postseason. He pitched well in the postseason last year. Isn't that over? Oh, I forgot. ESPN needs a story. Now, we do not carry, obviously, ESPN, right? We don't. But for those who have listened over the years to ESPN Radio, get this. They now have the talk show host doing the SportsCenter updates and no longer have anchors doing the SportsCenter updates on radio. They obviously cut again. I mean, they've been cutting a lot. And then, to me, and it's only my opinion, but they've been taking the First Take guys and putting them on at halftime.
Oh, I saw that too Monday night for the first time. I was surprised. Did like a little 2-minute blip.
Yeah.
All about cross-promoting the shows.
Yeah.
Well, they probably did that, I would think, to try to... well, obviously, they're not going up against, you know, Skip and Shannon over on FS1.
Yeah. I've never seen that show, and in fact, I've never watched First Take. That stuff doesn't... Now, again, everybody has their own interest. That stuff doesn't interest me. Now, it may... I don't know. Does it interest you? It may.
The first week of Skip and Shannon's show on FS1, it wasn't the very first show, but I think it was the Wednesday show I watched that week. But I only maybe watched for like 20, 25 minutes just out of curiosity's sake, just to kind of compare what, you know, you used to do on First Take. Not much difference, really.
Okay.
But I haven't watched it since. It was just once.
Right.
Yeah. I think they do like they did like a replay of it, like something like early evening that night on FS1. They did a replay. Caught that after getting home from work.
Okay. And I have no interest in that. And that gets more... that seems to get more play than other things.
I mean, did I go there looking for sports headlines for the day? No, I was just curious as to what they were talking about, just kind of the format of the show and if there's any difference of what Skip was doing on, you know, First Take all those years compared to this show, and really wasn't all that much.
Right. I don't know. It's
and it could be safe to say if Shannon Sharp wasn't on the NFL Today on CBS, I doubt he'd have that gig.
I don't know. I don't watch any of this stuff. I mean, everybody has their own. I have no desire to watch any of that stuff. I never have.
I mean, if I was a big fan of the embrace debate format, I mean, Skip was such a... He was trumpeting the praises of Tim Tebow for so long. I mean, when it was announced that Tim was going to play for the Mets, maybe some would go right away and, oh, what's Skip think of that? Well, you know, I didn't take it that far. I didn't do that.
Right.
But maybe if I was younger and had more TV time to watch sports, maybe I would have done that. But
no. I don't know. I have no interest in it. I love the games. I have no interest in the talk. And I'm doing a talk show. I enjoy what we do.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.